Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
Like today, what the heck? I don't know what was happening this week. Yesterday, there was like for us, I don't know about you guys, but in our area, there was sleet and like freezing rain and
It
all
was
of this.
freezing. It was
Oh my
cold.
gosh.
I was near Lake Shore, so close to downtown Toronto, and it was just slippery. Like and silly me, I was wearing like regular boots instead of my winter boots, and it was just slipping and sliding everywhere. It was pretty cold. But then I'm sure you're gonna mention this, the weather today, it was
What, 11 degrees? Come on. Are you kidding? But it was raining, so super confusing. And
Yes,
even
and incredibly windy.
Anna was like, our house is going to break and fall and everything's gonna fly away. I was like, please don't say stuff like that. You're describing something very specific right now.
Those things are called a tornado.
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old, and in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe to Coffee and Bottles Podcast, available everywhere where podcasts are available. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Coffee and Bottles Podcast.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It's our turn. We're starting to get sick now.
No way.
But it's all good. It's all good. I think, thankfully, we're a little bit older, so we're pushing through it a little bit faster than before.
Oh no.
Yeah.
How's so it's all 3 of them, like all 5 of you guys, like how?
No, for now it's just one. But I'm starting to get sniffly, so I'll try to pump up the vitamin C and D and all that good stuff.
So then it's Olaf? Olaf who has it?
No, it's Elsa.
Okay. Oh yeah. Boy. It's just gonna move. Hopefully it doesn't, but usually it moves through, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, knock on wood, last time I think it didn't even get to all of us, so that was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully we are now sharing immunity. Anyway, how are you guys?
We're good. I was sick last week. Like, of course, you know that. Logie was sick before, and then I caught something, and then it was pretty. Like, it was just coughing and congestion, but mostly just this chest cough almost. We did a COVID test. Like, I did a COVID test. We're fine. And then Shan was a little sniffly, but it didn't really affect him.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
So it's just me and Logan who really got.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Got the cough. And then I went to work on Wednesday, Thursday. I worked from home. Friday, I worked from home. But I was just, like, so tired by the end of the day. I'm like, I can't.
Right. Oh, man. I know. It's like, I'm very lucky because I don't have to go into the office or anything, right? Yeah. Like, work is here. But even at the end of the day, like, on some of those, like, days where I was really not feeling well, I just didn't feel like doing anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fair, right? Like, the whole point is to rest so your body can get better. And if you're, you know, if you're pushing yourself, like, you're not going to get better because there's no rest period.
Yeah. It's just... And that's exactly what we say to, like, our girls all the time, right? Because it's just, like, they'll be like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, watch some TV or whatever. I'm like, but that's not... You're not really resting because you're getting up and you're dancing and you're
Okay, because I'm know? like, And like, I watch TV. I'm like, that's pretty resting. I'm like, yeah. They're dancing around. That's not resting.
Yeah. Because like, sometimes they'll watch, like, have you heard of Bounce Patrol? They do like a baby shark version. They're, I think, like Australian. Anyway. yeah, they have a few songs, so the girls like watching their videos, mm-hmm. and like sometimes I'll look over and they're like up and dancing and like running around. I'm like, okay, you're not resting. Like, when I mean rest, I mean like really rest. So lately they've gotten into a lot of YouTube stuff, like mm-hmm. YouTube shows.
Yeah
they're fully resting because they're just watching people. Like, they're watching this girl play Roblox or something. I don't know.
It's just like, you're just like in it. And do you find that they go in to the TV? Like, they're just gone.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And like, Logan does this thing where it's like, I have to like pull him. Like, it's mm-hmm. like he's completely in a trance when he's watching right. TV.
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to lie, we can get like that too. Like, even just mm-hmm. we're watching some anime and I'm like, wait, pause. I have to go to the washroom. Wait.
Yeah.
And I can see that in the girls do the same thing.
Yeah.
But kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of mean because I'll just say like, okay, I have to pause. I'm going to ask you a question. And then I'll pause it and be like, blah, 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 blah.
Do you ask them a question about the show?
No, like,
just ask a question,
any random question. Yeah, like, whatever I need, like, oh, what do you want for lunch, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And I have to give that warning, otherwise it's like, it's like, yeah, I get that feeling, but we feel that way, too. I remember those days, actually. But, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's good that you do that, though. I was thinking, I'm like, maybe, but if I pause, like, he'll have mm-hmm. a tantrum.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes.
Do I want to do that?
Yeah. I know, that's what, like, honestly, sometimes, like, I know we say this a lot, but it is pick your battles.
Yeah. Because
some days, and especially when it's just the 3-year-old, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not fighting this. Like, you can have, like, obviously within reason, right? But
yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, right now, I just want to eat my breakfast. So, yeah, you're going to get screened.
That's okay. It's never a bad thing. Not never a bad thing. I guess it depends on which philosophy you follow, but
yes, and that's actually really interesting. I'm so glad you brought up that point because there are very different schools of thought on this, yes, right? Yeah. I know that screen time can be quite a hot topic, especially mm-hmm. like on our social media and everything. But one thing, so we follow this one psychologist, mm-hmm. Dr. Siggy, I believe. And she is so, like, she just makes me, like, mind blown. Aww. Because one thing she said about screen time and sweets and chocolates and everything is mm-hmm. it's that temptation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually, that's what they're, you know, that's what the feeling is. It's not about the actual screen, or it's not about whatever, but getting a piece of chocolate. I mean, it can be, but it's more of the temptation of it and the fact that, like, for me, I know I'm always like, no. So I'm like, okay, I'm slowly starting to let go of just being like, no, because then it's tempting, right? It's like, mm-hmm. it's like when they're older and they're teenagers and they're like, can I go to that party? And you're like, no, you know, you say no right away. And then it's like, yeah, they're going to sneak out of the house and do it.
Yes, like, exactly. No, I agree with you. It is definitely the temptation. And when you make it as some exotic thing that's, you know, and mm-hmm. dangle it in front of them, they're going to want it so much more. No, you're absolutely right.
So what I've been doing, and I, again, I don't know if this works or not, but this is just me, is like, I have like screen time, like a set screen time, mostly when I'm in the kitchen or I need to get stuff done. And then I'll also, like, if, for example, today, she didn't go to school today because she was sick. Yeah. So she was just like, can I get some screen time? So I was like, you know what? You can get 10 minutes. Like, you get a little bit of time, sure, but then we have to turn it off, okay? And then she was like, okay. And then it worked out beautifully for a change. So I was like, okay, let's not treat it like a temptation. This is working. This is good.
That's amazing. I think we've kind of let it go. So we've changed things a lot, and you can, I don't know if you remember, but on this podcast I said, oh, screen time is horrible, sugar is horrible, and I was going on and on about how, you know, Mowgli's not going to have any of those things. And now that he's older, he's two, I give in. I'm like, you know what? He's learning things.
Yes.
He's repeating things. He's dancing. He's like, we will put on, like, he's been watching Blue's Clues, which is a little bit older for him, but he is interacting with the show. Yeah. He's like, mommy, a clue on the glasses.
That's so cute.
Right? So he's already like, and you know, we do other activities with him and we think those things are important, but I'm like, he's learning. He's interacting. We're sitting there right next to him watching the show. And we're talking to him about it. So it's, I don't think it's, for me, I don't feel like it's completely bad. And the whole sugar thing, like, I used to be like anti-sugar, anti-chocolate, anti-everything. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna give him some chocolate. You want cake? Here's some cake. You're at a birthday party. You deserve some cake, just like any other kid. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I mean, funny or not, we always use that saying. You know what's funny, but it's not really.
It's actually really
when
funny.
I know. When I was going through gestational diabetes, that's when I really was feeling it. Because I was like, no, I'm going to cut this out and I'm going to cut that. And it's like, no. Why? Like, to a certain degree, to a certain extent, yes, of course, like, don't sit and eat a whole bar by yourself. But like, don't deprive yourself of it, because it's only going to get worse. Like, you're only going to devour that whole thing in the, you know, late at night when nobody's watching and you're just like, yeah. And the scary thing, I have a story to tell you, Mathusha. This was like a mommy fail moment where we were so no, anti-chocolate, anti-whatever sugar, that at one point my kids were sneaking chocolate and like eating it behind the couch or like up in their room. And I found wrappers there.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So thankfully, that's when I discovered this psychologist and was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Because we were constantly like, no, that they were like, yes.
Like, we know this thing tastes good. We're going to have it anyway, at any cost.
And it's like, again, like, you know, obviously love my husband and everything. But where do those habits come from sometimes? Right? That self control. Yeah, exactly. It is. It really is. And it's like, if somebody offers me ice cream, I most definitely will take it. You know what I mean? Which I've learned is like the lesser of the evil, apparently, aside from like all the added sugar and blah, blah, blah. But we're, you know, the thing with adults is we're not really burning it off as much as kids are.
Yes, yeah.
But it's like the poor things. We were like I don't want to say super strict, but we were definitely cautious with it. But now we're just like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to give you some limits. Like, we are going to set limits. It's not going to be completely like, 9 hours in front of the TV, go nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And and we've done 9 hours of TV. When he's sick, he just sits in front of the TV, and we're like, you just sit here and then you'll go up for a nap and you'll come back and you watch TV. And I'm like, I used to be so concerned. And I'm like, F it. I'm like, he's not feeling well. What am I going to do? Have him run around kicking a ball? No. He's just going to sit here and he's going to watch TV. And then we're going to go take a nap and he's going to come back. And if he wants to read a book, great. If he doesn't, meh, it's fine. Here's some cocoa melon. Enjoy. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And I was going to say, and with the sugar thing, it's like, you're right. It's like the temptation of like holding it back and thing. And you're right. It's like, if I'm hiding to eat a Timbit and not show my child because I don't want my child to eat a Timbit, it's like, it's so illogical to me. It's like, that makes no sense. I'm like, and you're absolutely right. It's like, we're not burning it off. We're just going to sit there with our kid. And our kids are going to
spend
everywhere.
A few hours in front of the TV.
Exactly. So it doesn't make sense. And I'm all for the, hey, your kid wants chocolate, give him chocolate. If he or she wants, you know, to try a sucker, like a lollipop, sure, no problem. Let's have them try that. But obviously we're not replacing it with a meal. We're just, it's something that they're going to enjoy. And if you're hiding it from them, they're going to want to find it.
And I even overheard, like one of the days, I overheard the youngest or the middle child saying like, oh, so Nish's aunts and uncles, we call them patis and patas. You know that. So, like, I overheard her saying, oh, maybe they'll give us some at the party. Like, maybe they'll have it there. And they were talking about cereal. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, no, I don't want them to.
Like, or sugary cereal.
Yeah.
But that's, well, like, we don't sugary have cereals cereal like candy. No, so we do a lot of cereal.
Yeah. And I did too. I grew up with cereal. I think a lot of people grew up with cereal. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because as kids, you're like going a mile a minute. I mean, hello. Like, that's our days. I'm sitting in a tornado of toys right now. Like, it was a disaster. No, just joking. It was okay. Oh, side note. Sorry. We actually made, because I was like running out of ideas and like starting to, you know, hit that wall. You know that, like, normally it would be the time we pick up the oldest child and then we bring her back and then she goes to shower and whatever. Well, yeah, there wasn't any of that today.
Well, she didn't go anywhere.
So I was like, okay, let's still go shower. Let's go play in the water, because we're starting to, like, you know, get our little cranky pants on. So I went on Pinterest and I searched, again, love Pinterest. Mm-hmm. I searched bathtub do-it-yourself paints.
Ooh.
Yeah. So easy, Mathusha. Cornstarch, a little bit of body wash, like, you know, kid safe or whatever. Because, like, baby was in there too, so he was definitely trying to get in on it. And food coloring. That's it.
Ooh, that's it. Cornstarch.
Yeah, that's it. And you can paint the tub. You can paint everything. Wow. And it looks like it's going to stain, right? But then you just rinse it off. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's soap. What?
So what do you do? So do you put them in there with a little bit of water and then have them paint the sides?
Yeah, so they say, I think
sides of, like, the tub.
Yeah, we just did like the sides of the tub. If you have like a shower wall, you can paint that too. Mm-hmm. If you have like the glass, you can paint that too. Oh. Shower curtain, you can paint that too.
Yeah,
you can paint everything. It's amazing. I was like, ooh, I might even do this in, like, because in the summertime we have this like little inflatable pool thing. So I was like, ooh, maybe I'll bring it to the pool and they could paint, like, toys in there or something.
Yeah, cornstarch, food coloring, and dish soap. Or just soap, body
just
wash.
Just soap, yeah, body wash, soap. Some of the sites use, like, shampoo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So easy. It was 2-to-1 parts. So 2 parts soap and 1 part cornstarch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So like 1 cup versus 1/2 cup or something like that.
Yeah, we'll definitely give it a try. But I feel like my son spends a lot of time in the tub.
That's like good.
Loads of time.
That's good. But he's also like loving swimming and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is. So that's he really loves good. It. That's really good. I was trying, it was like pulling teeth to get the middle child to shower today. Again, I know it's a hot topic, but sorry, I'm going there today. I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, she it was like a few days. So, and again, we don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. We don't. We sit at home and sometimes go pick up the oldest child. But yeah, so I put her in the, like, I was like, okay, we're going to go shower. No shower. Lots of pushback, lots of like, you know. So finally I was like, okay, let's paint. We're going to paint in the tub. So she's like, okay. Worked like a charm.
Amazing. So you had fun. That's good. Like, it wasn't a rough day at all.
No, thankfully it was good. It was good. We were also very lucky. Again, name dropping, the Patis and Matas gave us some like Easter egg, you know, those little plastic Easter egg things. Yeah, they gave us some of those. So the girls just had a blast with it, and they were pretending to do an Easter egg hunt, and then we were all playing like hide and seek with it, and yeah, it was good. It was good. But I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know how people's energy will be.
Yeah, so hopefully they're all, you know, they don't get worse and they start feeling better, so you don't have to, you know. But that's great that you guys had a good day. I'm sad that, you know, she's not feeling so great. And hopefully, let's fingers crossed that you guys don't get it either.
I know.
We'll be right back.
So last weekend, Logan and his cousin went to a gymnastics gym. So it's 45 minutes where you have a gymnast teacher person. And they do a little warm-up, right? Do some stretching, running around, and then they have the whole gymnastics gym to run around and jump on the bouncy castle, climb on top of the balance beam, you know, hang off the bars, like it, just to try out different things, right?
So Wow, that sounds amazing.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Do you have the name?
It's called Gymlea, and it's in Vaughan. And they loved it. They just wanted to try new things. They wanted to felt like they didn't know what to do. It's like they wanted to do everything, and especially Logan, he was like, let's start over here and then let's run over here, and and I'm like, what about we try this? He's like, no, I'm gonna do this instead. And you can see how different kids are, because like his cousin was doing things properly, right? Like, you know, his parents would show him how to do things and he would do it. And then my son, he's like, no, I'm just going to do it my own way. I'm going to be creative. And he just does things his own way. And each, like, to see both of that, it was amazing. And and I thought they were so young, because I'm like, you know, they're only like 2 and 3 or almost 3. And and I thought, this is too young for them. Like, I don't know how this is going to go. Are they going to hurt themselves? Like, what's going to happen? And that wasn't the case at all. Like, they fit perfectly. Like, it's some, like, they can do classes now if they chose to, because
they did
well. Yeah.
So
that was the Saturday. And then on Sunday, we took them to an interactive theater.
Ooh.
Yeah, up in Orangeville, Ontario. And it was at the Orangeville Rehearsal Hall, and you can Google it and you can find it. But they do toddler shows, and it really focuses on speech. So it was really cool, because we went in, and the actors, they
they used simple language. Mm-hmm. So language that a toddler can understand. So they mm-hmm. would say things like, I, they would, you know, really focus on I walk, you walk,
we walk.
Like it was very like encouraging them to talk and to mm-hmm. to really know the difference. And, you know, they had big faces on, right? Like eyes wide open, bit huge mm-hmm. smiles, a lot of like jumping and very like playful. They had props such as like toys that they passed around. They had cool things like things fly, like falling from the ceiling, a hidden door. And then at the end, the interactive piece came in where they had toys that the kids can play with, and they can build things as well. And with all the other kids as well. So it was very cool. I mean, the adults had their masks on. The kids didn't have to. And they had a blast. They loved it.
So
I'm really hoping to find things like that for them to do, especially because the weather's getting warmer. So we'll be out more. Mm-hmm. We did plan on doing something for Easter. So mm-hmm. hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll go Easter egg hunting at a farm in King, Ontario. So that should be fun. And I hope they enjoy that as well.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. Oh my God.
I hope they have fun. They enjoy it. So we'll see. Yeah. So just really looking forward to this summer and the spring, because there's so much to do. And it'll be an opportunity for them to be outside and really enjoy the fresh air after being cooped up in the winter, hibernating.
Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh. I think we're all hibernating. Yeah. And it's like in Canada, too.
And Shem messaged me, and he's like, oh, you know, Bella's like, she's kind of like nervous and anxious. I'm like, a twister is coming. I'm just joking, but you know how they say animals sense those things before humans do, right? So absolutely. I'm like, something's coming. She smelled it. She's, you know, she knows what the vibes are. It's here. Yeah.
When I have to tell you a story. When I used to help baby Slate dog, I remember a few times I would be like upstairs on my own, and she would just like get up and start, you know, moving. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, like somebody's here. Like, what is happening? I'm freaking out. And then it was just like, oh, she had to pee. Oh, never mind. But I always, for whatever reason, had that in my mind where it's like, yep, they're so instinctual. Like, they know things before you know things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is it? And oh, yeah, she needed to use the washroom again.
Or the best is when she's like staring at something in the room and it's like pitch dark, and I'm like, come on, don't do this for me. She gets up and she just stares. I'm like, oh God. Or I'm on the phone and like Shan's on his way home, and she hears his voice, so she'll like run up to the front door and start barking outside. I'm like, he's not there yet. And then she keeps doing it, so I'm like, is there someone there?
yes, a relative used to say that all the time.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to tag us at hashtag coffee and bottles podcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.